The nonprofit environmental group Living Lands and Waters organized the simultaneous cleanup spanning river communities from St. Paul, Minnesota to St. Louis, Missouri. Volunteers will be given garbage bags and gloves on site. Living Lands Tammy Becker is coordinating the massive cleanup. Becker says they've never done anything on this scale.
You know, originally when we proposed the idea, we went through our list and we came up with 22 cities. And then some folks were like, man, maybe it's your first year, you should just start small with like 10. But we're like, no, we're just going to see how it goes. And before you know it, you know, we're exceeding by far what we ever thought would be happening.
Mary Stefanski is with the Upper Mississippi River National Wildlife and Fish Refuge. She's heading cleanup efforts along 35 miles of river from Wabasha, Minnesota to Trempealeau, Wisconsin.
People in the upper portions of the river, they'll be looking mainly at camping beaches because there's a lot of beaches up in that area that people use pretty frequently just to make sure that they, you know, get the leftover litter or trash that might come on there. And then when we get a little bit farther downstream, we have less camping islands, and so that'll be more just scouring the shoreline.
Living Lands Becker says everyone has a stake in keeping the river clean, whether they realize it or not. She says they're estimating 1,000 volunteers will take part. The nonprofit environmental group has worked with 60,000 volunteers over the last 13 years, doing more than 400 cleanups along the river. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.